Coming to you from Rockingham, IPL Radio.
It's a beautiful day. Let it get away.
Let's do some karaoke.
Yes, it most certainly is a beautiful day. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to IPL Radio. You are here with Jack.
And your boy Hayes.
And Hannah.
And Hannah, there you go.
On.
Oh, we go.
Shivers. I'll go. Hi, and welcome back to IPL Radio. You're here with Jack, Danny, Sarah, and Danielle. Okay. Now, thank you for joining me at this such lovely notice. It's so lovely to see you.
So nice to see you, Jack.
I was a bit nervous at first when I first got the message. I know you've been so busy lately, but now that we have this opportunity to catch up, I feel really blessed. And I do have a few questions, but should we maybe save them for later?
Now is the best time.
Okay,
now
maybe
is
now.
The best time.
Okay, first of all, Hannah, I would like to start off with you, if that's okay.
Yes.
I was just wondering, what are some of your favourite hobbies that you like to do, essentially?
That is a really hard question. I really struggle with that question a lot sometimes. But it's come to my attention that I really do enjoy art. I do art class on a Friday, and I've just done it today. But we go down to Minawara House. Yeah, in Armidale, and we do some art with the art people over there, and that was fun and enjoyable. It's little lax, like chillax kind of session. It's good.
Yeah.
And then on Friday, it's just very like, anything goes, whatever you want to do, you do.
What sort of artwork is that?
Rockingham one, we do... Well, I specialise in painting, like acrylic painting. Lately, I've been using watercolour, that and ink. I actually prefer ink over watercolour. But because the Rockingham one is not the most money efficient, we kind of go with it. We're a bit cheeky and we go with the watercolours, the high-intensity intensity colouring watercolours instead of the ink because it's a cheaper way to get the vibrance and stuff.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Jack likes art. You like art too, don't you?
Yeah, no, I do. One of my favourite places that I like to do art, I'm going to inquire about it. It's located in Fremantle. It's called Zip and Paint, where basically you paint what's given to you and you get to have a drink in the process as well. So that's fun.
I think he's just going for the drinks.
For God's sake. You know, I like to have, maybe.
It looks cool.
And the painting as well.
Yeah.
But no, I love to paint. My hobbies are art, music, dancing, and I also love a little bit of cooking. I've done recipes in the past for my support workers and it's really helped me. It's given me some sort of clarity, you know, who I am of what I really love to do and having that perspective of, you know, the independence. But when I'm here at IPL Radio, I tell myself the reason why I'm here is because I give myself a chance that we have a chance to focus on the ability rather than the disability to change people's lives for the better. And I strongly believe that if we work together as a team, we're helping people just as much as we can help them.
Yes, it gives them an understanding that we're not limited by the stereotypes.
Yeah.
Well, for instance, my fiance, she has been told her whole life that with her disability, because she has a certain disability, and so she's been told that it's okay, like, with her disability, the negative mindset comes with the disability. And I'm like, no, that's not how it works. And the happy, you got to think happy thoughts, and that controls the whole thing. Because when I was younger, I was... very not confident on myself, and I was very depressive and sad and everything. But then I started to think, well, I did, honestly, it's not, I didn't do this by myself. It was a lot of counselling and a lot of grief counselling and all that kind of stuff. And then I finally realised that I actually can control my own thoughts, and I can become a happier person by thinking better, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I actually, I won't say why I did it, but I did counselling back for a while, just for, there were some private issues going on, and I felt more confident talking to a counsellor, you know, like it also made me become a better person. And as you mentioned before, Hannah, I completely understand where you're coming from, because your fiancé was trying to look on positive thoughts. And I know what it's like for some people. Some people go through feeling depressed. They feel sad. You think sometimes you don't know what to do with yourself. But then if you think about the positive thoughts that are coming in more, there are heaps of things that we can do so we don't have to feel sad and miserable all the time. I mean, look where Danny and I have come from. We're best mates with each other.
That we are, my friend. Yeah, he's come so far. I was just saying before to these guys when they came in how he's using the computers all by himself now.
Yeah.
And everything. And when he first came in, yeah, he was quite nervous, but now he's just, you know, he smashes it out. And
honestly,
about
that,
the thoughts, that's really, really good. No one ever comes on here and says something like that. But
yeah,
it's all about what you think and thinking about the best thing that can happen, not the worst thing, and just training your brain to always go down that way, not,
exactly,
not the negative way. That's,
it's also
really,
because
good,
it makes me feel confident, and I feel like I'm in the zone where I'm being independent, doing what I love the most, and with my strength and my guidance, Danny and I can work together as a team at IPL to show the family how much we care for each other.
I'm sure you guys
I'm
do
I'm focusing
that
on the screen, and Danny's out of the screen a little bit.
Are you trying to hide from us?
Oh, sorry.
So do you want to introduce yourself as well? How long have you guys been, like, working together for? And
almost,
stuff like that?
We're coming to 2 years in December. So when I first met Hannah, yeah, she's just a completely different person nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah, just in so many ways, like her mindset, number one, her physical ability. Like, she did come in with a walker, but she walks independently. Yeah, just so many things. She's more social. She is just really the life of the party, like you, Jack. So
yeah.
I wanted to ask you a question, Jack. Which,
yeah, no,
is,
it's okay. It's okay.
Okay. I wanted to know how you lift your vibration when you're feeling down.
The way I lift my vibration, I think positively, first of all,
yeah,
and secondly, I try to focus on the positives rather than the negatives, because what good a lot is that going to achieve? Oh, that's right, nothing. And then I think I've got this wonderful, yeah, family who can support me, who's been there for me throughout my whole life. My role model is my mother, most of all.
She's awesome.
She's just such an awesome mother. So I would like to take this opportunity to take a shout out to my mother. Hi, Mum. I'm thinking of you, and we're doing the interview right now. Hope you're listening, sweetheart. I'll see you when I get home. Yeah, it's really great. So back to the question, it is great having my family around. You know, we have had challenges that have been really difficult for us in life, and I can understand where you're coming from, but that is a really good question that makes me feel good about myself. And I have friends, Danny, Kate, who are my support workers, and I've also had other support workers in the past who I've liked and some who I haven't, but I'll focus, yep, on the ones that I like more.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. We're the same. So at the moment, Hannah's going through a bit of a change with some support workers, and it's just like a relationship. Like, ultimately, it needs to work for both people. And yeah, you don't want it to be a hard job. You want it to feel like they are family. And if the vibe's not there, then it's time to move on.
Although, can I be honest with you, Danny, about something?
What's that?
When you have a change with a support worker, I know what it's like for that other person to go through that experience. So it's you're not alone in trying new options. I mean, when I first started with Full Life Skills, or as it was called the S&P, but no, it's called Full Life Skills now, I was nervous in going out with a new organisation, and Mum had to learn to let me be independent, but she was nervous in the beginning for herself, so I understand what it was like going through. It was breaking this pattern, and once I was independent, Mum didn't have to worry anymore. She knew I was in great hands, but if I was with the support worker I didn't like, after I vibed them out, I would come home and tell Mum everything, and after I did, it made me feel good.
That's awesome, Jack. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good knowing who's kind of come around to your house as well. You sort of got to understand that it's like you don't want a stranger rocking up to your house mm-hmm. to pick your son up or something like that, or to chill with you for the rest of the day. You want someone you know and you have
exactly,
a connection with.
Yeah.
And some people just don't get along, and that's just something, you know.
I'm very strong-minded in the sense where if I don't like someone, they've got to fit into my... Like, I'm pretty anal when it comes to my support workers, my support people. Like, if I don't like them and if they don't flow with me, you know, I like friends. I don't like to think of them as my support, as my workers.
Yeah.
I completely agree with that, Hannah. I can understand where you're coming from, because we all go around different shapes and sizes. And if we don't like someone, or if I don't like someone, that can be anyone, I start by vibing them out to see if I can get the good vibe, or if it's a bad vibe, I can tell if I don't like someone, and then I give someone a reason why I don't like them.
Agreed, yes.
Agreed. So that's one thing that we can agree on. But now that I've got lovely support workers, I focus on them more because they make me feel happy.
That is amazing.
That's awesome, Jack.
Yeah, so does my Daniela.
Yeah.
And you both got your Dannies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, sorry, that is funny. One other thing that does make me feel happy is having my golden retriever around.
That is amazing.
She gives me good company. I come home and she gives me cuddles. But the funny thing is, she can actually vibe if I'm upset about something. Like if I'm unsafe, she starts to do like her whining. Like if someone annoys me, she can sense, because dogs are clever that way.
Yeah. Is she trained as your like support dog?
Well, no, not essentially. Okay. Far from that, no. But
she licks his knees in the morning to clean his knees. So that's like, you know.
But basically, she takes
a
drink of water. And then after she takes a drink of water, she likes to lick my knees and my toes.
Oh, yeah. Hey, she's trying to help you. That means she loves you.
Yeah, yeah, that's great.
And she also thinks she's a cat. She puts her head through the cat flap.
Really? Oh, yeah, I did see that post. That's
yeah. So cute. Yeah. You may notice that when I do take photos of Sheena, I post them on my Insta a lot. Yeah, so it is good having pets around, though. They make me feel so good about myself.
And yes, I agree.
From where my support workers are now, I've lifted up this cloud, and it feels like this cloud has been lifted, like a true happiness that is making me feel happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Do you have any pets?
I have a dog who's not really my dog. She's more my mum's dog. She's got an anxious attachment style.
Oh.
So she's very anxiously attached to my mum. And when my mum has to go out or something, she's really like Shadow the dog is really high strung and like whinges and waits at the door for her and stuff. And then I've got a cat who is a long hair something long hair. Domestic long hair. And but she's amazing. She just gets knotted all the time. Like she's got like knots all over and stuff.
Oh,
it's and it's
really
so
long
annoying.
Hair.
Yeah.
I know.
We're
and then I brush her like pretty much every day. But then like they still get knots on them, and you still have to pay like up to $200
to unknot a cat.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, to get
like,
oh really? That's mad. Oh yeah, because I gotta get groomed and stuff. Mm. But yeah, you would love shedding season is about now as well when they get rid of a bit of fur.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a lot of fur. My cat does that.
Well, Danny has a lot of cats.
I have two cats. I have
two.
one named Kev. He's really funny. And one named JC. She's really skittish. Oh. But Kev, the other day, we got him. My brother was playing a game with this this thing where you pull it back and it shoots a ball.
Yeah.
And it goes into a hoop. It's just like a little fun game. And the cat came up and did it.
Himself, oh, wow. So. That's awesome.
That is so cute.
It was pretty cute. Yeah. It was pretty cute.
Well, the cats at my home, I do love them, but they drive me nuts sometimes because of their dementia, because they're getting more older. You know, cats start to lose their memory about things and all that. It happens to a lot of people as they get older. They can lose their memory or start to get something that's called dementia.
Yeah. Mm. You start to slow down, don't you? But that's all right.
That happened with my last dog who got cancer in his paw. Now, you're going to laugh if I tell you his name. I didn't name him this. It was never my intention. His name was called Pig.
I like the name. Pig. I did like that the name, so yeah.
Yeah, like P-I-G. And I thought that was funny, but I didn't call him that originally. But I was actually laughing because it did give me a laugh.
That's so funny. Well, I got confused when I met Hannah's cat because she's like, this is Charlie. And I'm like, oh, he's so beautiful. She's like, no, it's a girl. And I'm like, oh, it's got a boy's name.
Oh, that's kind of double. Yeah. That's a unisex sort of name.
It's not a boy's name, Danielle.
Yeah, I know. And then I met her pink and grey galah, and we've had a pink and grey galah and haven't had a good experience, but this bird's tame, so she brings it inside, and if I'm cooking, I'm like, oh, the dinosaur's running after me. Yeah, he's the funniest. SpongeBob, because he sponges all the love.
Yeah, we got him from my – so my mum used to be a manager at a pet shop.
Oh, yeah.
The store has closed down now, but it was called the Horse and Pet Barn or something like that. Yeah. She was a manager there, and then when they were closing down, they were closing down because of funds and stuff. But when they were closing down, the owner was like, "You guys have a really good relationship with SpongeBob, so you guys can take him home and you can have him."
Aww. Is he the one? Does he like say stuff to you?
He did, but now he's gotten a bit like lazy.
Yeah,
I don't know. He's a bit of a little, you know, shit.
Oh yeah, he comes and steals your food.
Yeah, that one. That one seeds. Exactly.
I don't know if we're allowed to swear.
Oh, well, that's right. I slip some out sometimes as well. He always calls me out. Doesn't help. Okay. But
I don't mean to swear, but it just like comes out a lot of the time.
Oh, it's part of
you. No, it's okay. We're used to it. We don't get in trouble.
Okay, cool.
We got beeps.
This morning I was at art class and it was like it wasn't proper class, but there was like kids all around, and I was like trying not to swear, but it just came out, and then I was like, oh,
a couple of bombs got dropped.
Sorry, kids.
So I didn't say the F word, so that's fine.
What do you guys usually do on a Wednesday? What's this? Because for us, it's like we do radio every Wednesday, and that's sort of our routine. Do you have a sort of routine, or you just go as the day?
Hannah's so busy. Hannah, you can tell.
So we're lucky that we got a slot.
Yeah.
Wednesdays is usually like our lax day.
Oh,
really?
Okay, you go.
Okay, this is just my memory, my thoughts on the situation, right? So we used to go to Groove Time, which is Armadale?
Yeah.
And that was good and stuff. But then they got booted out of the place they were in into like a bowling club stuff. So there's nowhere to groove. I mean, there's not much room to groove, and there's chairs everywhere and stuff. So I'm not really the biggest fan of that anymore. So we don't really go there anymore.
Was that dancing?
All ability disco.
You could do musical chairs. Adapt and overcome.
Yeah. Although
yeah.
Years ago, I had to go to the Ishad Markets disco.
Yeah.
That was fun at the process, but they fixed it now. But years ago, they actually didn't fix the disabled toilet when I had to go to the toilet, and I was like, "Are you serious?
Yeah,
I can't use a toilet. That is so unfair."
Yeah, I know.
Then it makes me realize how are other people going to feel when they have who have a disability if they can't get into the disabled toilet.
Yeah, like what are disabled people meant to do?
Exactly.
Yeah, like
kick up a fuss when they see it.
Where it reminds me you know, we can't use the D word, but you know what I mean? It's a word called discrimination.
It is, absolutely.
Yeah. I think you're going to say something else, but yeah, that is true.
We can't use the word, but like the word is discrimination.
No.
But yeah, he's good at dancing too. He is. He drops a couple moves and he does. Do you do karaoke?
I am a good dancer, yes.
You are.
I do all the things, honey. I'm not good at anything, any of them, but I do them. I don't care. My mindset is like, so as I said, you know how I was talking about before, it's taken like pretty much my whole life to get to this stage. I was a very depressed, negative child and everything. Well, actually, no, I wasn't too bad. I wasn't too negative. But anyway, so now I used to get very self-conscious about things, but now I'm just like, you know what? I'm living my life. If you don't like it, you don't have to look.
Yeah, if you see us in the shopping centre, we're probably like singing and dancing. Like
that's a vibe,
trolley.
Though. That's, I like that.
Well, that's actually understandable for a lot of people to get self-conscious about themselves. So I can understand why people can feel nervous. But when Mum and I are in shopping centres, like, I get to help Mum with the shopping and everything, but if I just wait outside while she pays for the shopping and the music just comes on, I like to have a bit of a boogie while I'm waiting outside.
That question you asked before, like, how do you change your vibe when you feel a little bit low?
Yeah.
I feel like maybe music. I reckon music for you as well, because you always got, every time I come around his house, he's always got music.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's his mum usually, but they both love the same music.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And I'm sure you've been around there before. She's got the UE Boom on. I do that in the morning sometimes. It starts your morning so well when you just chuck on a nice song and you're like, whether it's you're in the shower or you're brushing your teeth, you're like, okay.
In my room, I've got a boom box that I like to switch on in the morning and play a few songs to start my day. Then I'm like in my wardrobe, what should I wear for today? As I've got the music on, I'm like, why don't I wear something nice? But no, I would like to say also on Friday, as I mentioned before, I'm going to Calgary.
Yeah, you did say that.
Yeah, turns out I'm going to the races on Saturday.
Oh, also Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, and I've turned out, I've found out the perfect thing for me to wear.
What are you wearing?
I want to wear this lovely hat. What was it I said to you yesterday, Danny, by mistake?
I saw him coming out of the gym, which he loves as well, but we'll get into that in a minute. And he comes out and he's like, I want to wear a pacifier.
No, that's not the word. It was fascinator.
Yeah, he said pacifier. You said pacifier yesterday. But I didn't know what he was talking about.
What I was trying to say was fascinator.
I've never heard that word. That
no,
before.
Me
I've never
neither.
Heard fascinator.
Fascinator.
Yeah. Funny. So anyway, Mum found this hat in her room and she thought I could wear it to the Melbourne Cup race for Kalgoorlie.
That is amazing.
Yep. We want to see photos when you get back because I'm sure you'll look
we all do.
Amazing.
Yep. And I'm going to be taking my new handbag with me. I went shopping to Maya the other day.
Did you?
At Sapa, and I really loved it. I got this handbag. It's all glittery, sponsored by Forever New.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Oh, was that with your girlfriend? I think I saw that post.
Yeah. We went out on a date on Friday.
That's awesome.
That is so sweet. That's so cool.
She's sweet and I really like her, but sometimes I have to talk to her, you know, about boundaries.
Oh, yeah. Good for you, Jack. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's a couple of things in life and one of them is the one constant is change and we need boundaries with everything.
So oh, yeah. No, basically she is lovely, but she calls me a lot.
Yeah, that's all right, Jake. You don't have to answer all the time.
That's okay. Sometimes
just pretend you're sleeping.
Sometimes a boundary is in the action, so you don't necessarily need to tell her. But yeah, by you not answering, then she'll understand. Yeah.
Yeah, but no. After we cleared the air last night, I felt really confident about everything. After we had a good conversation.
That's awesome.
Communication is key.
You know, it's all about the communication skills. When you speak to someone, make sure you're both on the same level and make sure you respect their privacy.
That is so true, yes.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, time apart makes the heart grow fonder. So you need that space to then want to see them. Otherwise, if you're together all the time, then, yeah, that's not a healthy situation.
No.
Yeah.
But one thing that does make me feel healthy, I'm going to inquire about, is doing yoga with my mum.
Really?
Oh, you do yoga.
Whereabouts, Jack? I do yoga. Where do you go?
Well, I'm thinking, well, mum wants to do it at home essentially, but I'd like to go out and do it somewhere nice, but maybe like a yoga class I could require going, because I would love to do yoga anywhere, really, anywhere that's nearby. And mum's got a yoga mat at home, so maybe we should start using it together outside.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Yoga, so
we could take turns in doing yoga together.
That's awesome.
I've done it a couple of times. I did it with my mum at her gym, and I'm just about as flexible as a steel pole. I'm just there. Everyone's like in this pose. I'm just looking like half bent. Like, yeah.
But my God, it's you good. Such it's, a poser.
Oh yeah, not in that. It's bad poses in that. Like my muscle's gonna rip. But yeah, the gym's good though. You guys said you're going to the gym today.
Yeah.
maybe change your heart.
I messaged him the night before and I'm like, hey chick, just like a reminder, like gym gear. She's like, the reply I get back is
maybe.
I used to be very adamant with the gym and used like religiously used to go to the gym like at least twice a week. And now I'm just like, you know, I just really can't be bothered, and it's just like, and then, but I have Danielle to like keep me in check, and like, all right, we got to go to the gym at least once this week, and I'm like,
That's the thing. I used to go to the gym twice a week with my support worker Sean, but then I thought maybe once a week is okay because twice a week sounds a bit too much.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the gym. I think it's good for your mental health too. Yes. I see him coming out the other day. He's really increased it.
Yeah,
his
I'm building guns.
He's got guns.
That is so cool.
He's running good for you. That's amazing. Awesome.
Gun shirt with his guns. But I think that and the steam room in Sauna, I really like. I don't know if you guys have gone there, but that's
we don't. Really nice. Hannah doesn't really like the heat.
So. No,
no.
I have temperature regulation issues.
Oh yeah.
So yeah.
Don't go in there then. Don't go there.
Not a good idea.
And I don't like the steam room too much either because, you know, it can affect my epilepsy. So I've just got to be careful.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe the warm pool. There's always something you can do.
But maybe for a positive option, what about hydrotherapy pool?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That could work.
Definitely.
Indeed, yes. I was thinking about
I loved it. I mean, the first time I went to the hydrotherapy pool, I'm like, oh, this is so warm. But what really bothers me sometimes is, you know how the lifeguards can be really strict about everything?
Yeah.
At the gym, they're like, oh, you can't touch that, or you can't swim there. They're just so adamant about everything, and it really annoys me. I'm like, God, are they ever going to shut up?
it's like, yes, honey, I am aware.
Tell them there's something there and then just push them in.
Basically, one of the lifeguards came up to me once and got me just basically saying, oh, you can't swim under there. It's too much. Well, I'm sorry. I was just trying to get some exercise.
My job is to drown. Your job is to save me.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me drown.
Just let me drown in my own way, okay? You can come do your job, but let me drown first.
So, Hannah, what gym do you go to?
I was like, give me a chance. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I have ADHD. Well, I'm pretty sure I have ADHD, so, like, when my thoughts, I get thoughts, and I kind of have to speak on them. And anyway, sorry, what was your question?
What gym do you go to?
Danielle and I go to Balanced Gym, which is on top of the, what's it called now? It used to be called Toys R Us.
Toys R Us?
Yeah, it used to be called Toys R Us.
Is it in Rockingham?
Where you buy toys?
It's Rockingham.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and you know how you were talking before, you were talking about Sip and Paint?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really want to go there.
Me too.
But, like, it's so expensive and it's like, do I really want to pay, like, so much money to go and paint and sip where I can do that, like, here or at Mixed Palette? And I have an art teacher who's my favourite person in the whole wide world, apart from you, Daniela. cough.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So you know, like I just don't really see the point in paying all that money.
Yeah, you can just do it at home. And I think painting's like a sort of a solo thing. I don't know. I'm really, really bad at drawing and painting. But like,
I
think it's
bad
more of a solo.
At drawing.
You know what? I used to get things and trace them. I used to trace things when I was a kid and everyone thought I was a good drawer. But I just try like put something behind the paper and trace it.
That's so funny.
Yeah, sorry to my art teachers.
Gotta give it a go.
Yeah, do that.
What sort of music do you guys like? Because we got to talk music at least once.
Okay. I love music. That thing about you two were talking about before, about how like music kind of like brings up the energy in the morning and play music and stuff.
Yeah, I
love, I don't know, if pop or R&B. I'm not sure which one it's called. But, you know.
I think they're around the same sort of genre, but yeah. R&B is more, isn't that like... I don't know, 50 Cent and all that sort of.
Yeah, that's more like the heavier rap kind of stuff, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. What's rhythm and... What's R&B? Rhythm and bass?
Rhythm and blues.
Rhythm and blues.
Is
it blues?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't know that.
Ooh.
That's more like club, like kind of black sort of.
Okay,
yeah.
If it was rhythm and blues, it's like 50 Cent, Rihanna to Dr. Dre and all that to...
I love
that. To like all the Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
The only song I don't like about them is that Ice Baby song that's annoying.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you don't like it. Oh, my God, dude. No. That's my jam.
I can't stand that Ice Baby song.
Come on.
See, with me and Hannah, it's weird. We'll just be doing something and then like a song drops in our head and then we just both start singing it. Like every mood kind of has like a song to go with it.
Yeah, it's really funny.
So what music do you like?
I like a blend of many genres. Like I do love dance, so I like everything from like meditative music to like R&B to or different other genres. So yeah,
a bit of everything.
Bit of everything.
Mixed palette.
Yeah, mixed palette.
Yeah.
Although sometimes if I have a massage at the house on Spotify, I like to put on a meditation station on my phone and close my eyes and go to sleep for a bit. It makes me feel relaxed when I hear meditation music.
That's awesome.
See, I've tried that, like, you know, going to sleep with the music, and it doesn't work for me.
Yeah, sometimes it can be a bit stressful. And maybe it's because we don't choose the right music or we just feel a bit like uncomfortable of... how I feel, because when I go for a massage, I need to make sure I'm in the right position before I begin the session. Like, all good to go, but I do it in my bedroom now because it's more better.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I get tinnitus, like the ringing in your ears, so I always sleep with rain sounds.
Oh, wow.
I get that too. Oh. Yeah. And I'm actually really, because I saw video or whatever, but they did like this... you know what? Research. They did research. There's new research about tinnitus, and apparently it's to do with, like, it's not, it's gonna, like, it decreases your brain or some shit.
Oh, no.
No.
And memory and stuff.
What, melts your brain?
Of that memory, and then, like, if it's declining with the tinnitus, like, oh, my gosh.
So Hannah's supposed to wear a hearing aid, and we were told by her hearing specialist if she doesn't, the tinnitus, the ringing, would actually... what's actually happening with the brain is that she's going to have more memory problems.
Yeah.
So it's like early onset dementia.
So you got to use
the hearing aid. You need to use the hearing aid.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
How does that work? The hearing, the ringing just like irritates your brain or something? Or
yeah, I would get yourself checked. Yeah.
Oh, it's not like mad ring, but it's just in a really quiet room and then it's just there.
It's
just
like a really just high
not really high pitch, but it's just irritating enough that I don't like it.
Yeah.
So yeah.
What's
maybe
your
it
balance like? Is there anything else?
Oh,
going
I surf and skate, so I'm really good with the balance.
Yeah, okay.
But
there's
I don't
nothing
know.
Else going on.
No,
yeah.
I don't think there is. Yeah. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just picky. I just like the sound too. Yeah. I sometimes put guitar, like chill guitar, on little like picking guitar. That's pretty cool too.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I'm sorry, but your rain sounds are horrible.
Oh, he loves them. He loves my rain sounds. Because me and Jack did it. We do, like, a short stay sometimes. And
yeah,
so, like, yeah, he so unfortunately bad. Has to sleep in the same room as my rain sounds. I turn them down as well.
But it's something that we discuss in confidence because it's something that the agency that I go out with for life skills can't know about.
Oh, no, yeah, that's all right.
That's okay. Hey, I've got a question, though, because if I was listening to Rain Sound, I would feel like urgency of needing to go use a bathroom all the time. Do you feel like...
With the rain sound?
Yeah.
Maybe it is.
The funny thing is, I've got to admit, see, whenever I hear a rain sound, I'm like... Danny, I've got to go to the toilet again because it makes me want to go to the toilet because you know when you're desperate to go, you're desperate to go.
Yeah. I was wondering why it was always raining in my dreams.
But they say if you listen to like bird song for like 2 minutes on a high frequency level, what it actually does on a cellular level, like to the mind and body, it puts you in that healing frequency. So bird sound is really good as well.
Yeah. It does.
I use something, called Rain, but it has heaps of sound, so it probably has birds in there. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, that's cool, because it's like that. It's probably around 43 hertz or something, that healing frequency. That's cool.
When you hear the sound of birds in the morning, it just makes you feel so relaxed when you look outside the window. I think you get this feeling where you feel relaxed and you just want to stretch out and feel good. Yeah, but it is nice.
Yeah, but I was staying at my dad's friend's house in Gelton, and there was a kookaburra outside my window singing at 3 o'clock in the morning. So that was not fun. It was lovely, but it was not fun. And I mean, it was a kookaburra. Kookaburras are very loud and boisterous.
Yeah.
And they're very, you know.
To be honest, that's one thing that scares me about kookaburras. You know, it's the loud noises that they make.
Yeah. They can be pretty shocking.
I can't cope with it. It just gets too much for me.
Yeah.
You know, I can't avoid the noise. I try to, but it's too difficult. It gets too much.
You don't like birds, do you? He loves pelicans.
Oh, shut up, no, I don't. I have a phobia of pelicans. They scare me. Because one swooped down to me and stole my sandwich one time, and I had nothing left to eat.
Oh, sounds like you're more angry than anything.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
That go away, pelican. I hate you.
I do hate them, really so.
So have you guys got any more questions for Jakara?
I haven't. Have you got something, Danny?
Nothing comes to mind in this present moment.
Honestly, I didn't really plan anything.
Although I might have one quick question just before we go.
Sure.
What is your favorite food?
Hang on, sorry, what did you say?
Food? Did you say real food?
Yeah, real food.
Yeah,
imaginary food.
Are we talking like sweets or an actual like cuisine?
The question was, what is your favorite food? And the food that I'm relating to, I would probably, let's choose a category of like sweets.
Okay.
Oh,
Hannah, you go.
Oh, that's a really hard. That's a very, very, very sparse. Sparse? Is that the word? Like a very. I don't know. Oh, it's my birthday. Sorry, I'm totally going. I am going to answer your question by this roundabout way. It's my birthday on the 11th, and on the 13th, I'm going to have a cake. I have ordered through a friend of mine who makes cakes, and her cake is going to be $90. And I'm like, okay, well, like, your cake is really good. I've had one of her cakes before, and they are something that I've never really had before. Like, they're a different kind of cake. No one else makes this kind of cake because it's special, okay? But now I'm thinking $90 on a cake that everyone else is going to eat. Or do I want to just pay the, like, $36 or something dollars for a Coles cake?
Who said everyone else is going to have a piece?
I'm at my birthday party, so everyone, like, you know, grab their piece and...
Yeah.
Just lovely. Just save
it for you. Okay, we can sing happy birthday, but then go away, this is my cake.
Or just cut it, you know, when you cut a slice and then you put that bit back and take the big bit.
Exactly. Hannah does love cake, so.
I do love cake. But then I love chocolate and I love.
You're not really an ice cream person so much.
Not really. I have sensitive gums. So, like, eating ice cream is not the best. But I do... I was really bad last night, Daniela. Yeah. Mum had a... I can't remember what the ice cream was, but it was the cup ice cream with the ice cream inside. And then I had, like, a shell of
the Magnum
chocolate
one.
On top. Yeah, Magnum. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you break it and then you eat it with... I was really bad and I had some of that last night. So, I kind of do. Man. That's my favourite too. I have so many favourites.
I think I like everything apart from lollies. So, yeah, chocolate ice cream cake.
Honestly, though.
I'm a celiac that has Crohn's, so there's a lot of things I can't eat. But, like, for example, this morning I bought a vanilla slice. I can't eat the pastry, so I still ate the custard. And then Hannah's art teacher's like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm not supposed to eat it, but I still like to live my life.
Yeah. No. Yeah. One of my favourite desserts I do like is tiramisu, don't get me wrong. Yeah. But I cannot stand custard.
Really?
Custard. Apple crumble and custard, or bananas.
I love
bananas,
but
and
not custard.
But there's custard in apple crumble though.
Could you get it without custard?
Yeah, you can get it
without custard.
Yeah, I think custard. I'm making it
I did cook one time with Kate and it was really nice. I got red velvet cupcakes.
Ooh.
They were really nice. It was so good. And I shared them down with all the ladies down at McFall because I'm like, hey, do you want to share some red velvet cupcakes? Because we're like, sharing is caring. Why don't we share together?
Oh, you're kind.
That's so sweet.
I would have just kept them.
Yeah, me too.
Yep. Anyway.
It's like, no.
I'm going to move on to a new song now. This song goes out to us as a team. This song is Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper. Anyway, thank you so much for coming on today. It was so good to see you both.
Thanks, Jack. Thank you.
Thank you. We will. Bye.
Bye. Have fun, girls.